This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In describing some characteristics of worldly-minded people, the writer of Scripture wrote these words in 1 John 2 and verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, it's of the world. And the world is passing away, and its lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides or remains forever. One of my all-time favorite places is Cades Cove in the Smoky Mountain National Park in southern Tennessee. Cades Cove is a 1 mile wide by 9 mile long valley nestled in the mountains. I like Cades Cove because it's a place of uninterrupted tranquility. At Cades Cove, you can feed the deer in the valley and chase some wild turkeys on the road. Before leaving Cades Cove, my family always stops at the grist mill and purchases a bag of stone-milled corn flour. We take that home, and my wife makes the best homemade cornbread on the planet, stone chips and all. When I was growing up, we visited Cades Cove a dozen times. Those dozen times blend together with one exception. And that one exception was the year the creek got clogged, the mill wouldn't run, and the water wheel was silent. As a result, there was no stone-milled corn. I was disappointed. Concerning God's people, the Bible says that God wants fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. He wants fruit that remains from His people. Yet there are times when the weeds of worldliness choke the field, the creeks become clogged, and God's people have nothing to show for His great grace. What is it that clogs the spiritual channel? What is it that keeps us from being actively connected in fellowship to Jesus Christ? Well, John said in 1 John chapter 2, the lust of the flesh, sensualism, pleasure, desire, an intense longing for more, self-gratification. And this lust is of the flesh. It's that coping mechanism that says, I want my way. If I don't get my way, I'll do everything I can to get an advantage to get my way. And if someone's in my way, I will get them out of my way so I can get my way. The flesh is carnality. It's a characteristic of a fallen human nature. The Holy Spirit needs to empower and enable us to gain victory over that flesh. Well, John said that success or materialism can clog the channel that keeps us from having active and close fellowship with Jesus Christ. It's the lust of the eyes. Eve thought that the fruit of the tree was a delight to the eyes. Sometimes the lust of the eyes is aesthetic, appeals to our senses. Sometimes it's even associated with taste, as it was with Adam and Eve. I think everyone is curious at some point or another in our lives. Our curiosity should only be satisfied by Christ. And then John says that status, power, prestige, the boastful pride of life can clog the channel that leads to a closer relationship to God. It's a lifestyle these days. It's that swagger. It's that arrogance that leads to ultimate emptiness. What we need is a close relationship with Jesus Christ, but how does that happen? A sleepy village in the European Alps employed an elderly man to keep its wellspring free of leaves and other debris. Because the keeper of the spring did his job so faithfully, the water was pure and sweet to the taste, and the flow from the spring was clean. But one day, the village council met. They decided that as a cost-cutting measure, they would relieve the keeper of the spring of his duties, so they fired him. Initially, few people noticed the impact of this decision. The water still flowed, and the people still drank from the spring. But eventually, leaves and other debris choked the spring. The channel was not kept clear. The water was brown, and the people were getting sick from drinking the now polluted lake that was fed by the water from the spring. Again, the village council met. They rehired the keeper of the spring, who removed the leaves and cleaned the debris, and the water was pure again and sweet and clean to the taste. As believers, we need to post a guard on the wellspring of our life. We need to think on things that are lovely and true and of good report. And we need to actively cultivate our relationship with God. We need to keep the channel to fellowship with Christ open and our life free of debris. We need to value our spiritual relationship with Christ. Now go and live that word-centered, Christ-centered life.